With their playoff series against the Atlanta Hawks tied at one win each, the Celtics take to the Garden Parquet tonight with some optimism. For one, they're playing at home, and as WBUR's Doug Tribou reports, two key players who did not play in the Celtics' narrow win earlier this week could be back in action tonight.
Rajon Rondo will be in the Celtics starting lineup tonight after serving a one-game suspension for bumping a referee in the series opener in Atlanta. Head coach Doc Rivers says Rondo's return is getting a lot of attention, but he's just hoping for a regular performance from his star point guard.
You want to make sure he doesn't try to do too much, you know, just do what he does. You know, sometimes I think when guys miss a game, they come out the next game and they want to, you know, really help the team instead of just playing your game.
Rondo says he thanked his teammates for coming through with a win Tuesday. Asked if he felt like he has something to prove in Game 3, the guard bristled.
You know, why would I have anything to prove? I'm confused about, you know, why you guys would think I would have anything to prove. I mean, it's a game I've been playing my entire life. The world knows what I can do.
In Game 2, the Celtics proved they could answer the Hawks' swarming defense. Paul Pierce led all scorers with 36 points. Center Kevin Garnett delivered another steady performance. But the big three are still down a man, or more specifically, an ankle. Ray Allen has been out since April 10th, but he practiced yesterday and could return for Game 3 tonight. Allen says it's been hard missing important games while his right ankle heals.
I want to be there to help the team. You know, my guys are looking at me saying, you know, he's close. And when you know you can't play, you almost feel like you're letting the team down because they need you out there on the floor. So it's, you know, it's been a range of emotions.
The Hawks have injury concerns of their own. Atlanta forward Josh Smith is day-to-day after straining his left knee Tuesday. Doc Rivers says he's expecting Smith to play, and that's one more reason to get Allen back as soon as possible. And Allen says he'll do whatever it takes to get back, but he's staying away from home remedy tips, even from his mom.
I mean, my mom, you know, her friends, everybody, get some red clay dirt, put it on your ankle, and I'm like, we have some of the best doctors in the world that I just get done looking at, and then I come home and I got to hear about red clay dirt. So, you know, you get the emails, everybody sends suggestions, and I appreciate it because everybody does want to see me get better.
As Allen headed into an office at practice yesterday, he grabbed a ball and knocked down a jumper from half court with an easy flick of his wrist. Probably not the kind of shot Doc Rivers has been missing most, but a sign that Allen could be back shooting when it counts soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.
Doug Tribou covers sports for WBUR and for Only a Game, heard each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m.